and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. The latest entertainment and celebrity news from the only two people crazier than the celebrities themselves.
These people are crazy.
The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. Driven by Scab Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
I can't help but think, Raven, that Steve Harvey got a pass on that big Miss Universe faux pas because he's so likable. Like, you like him. He's a nice guy. Like, all right, he made a mistake, you know?
He is a nice guy. If you bring something to him, and he's pretty honest, I think, what it is. So if you say something crazy to him, he says, you know, that's crazy, and calls you on it and comes back on it. And he works all the time.
Well, funny you should bring that up, because they leaked an email that he sent to his entire staff as they kicked off season 5 of his show. And I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Starts off nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just do some highlights because it's very long.
Okay.
I'd like to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing rooms. No stopping by or popping in. No one. All
that seems
letters.
Fair, right? I mean, that's his private space.
Do not come into my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. All capital letters.
All right.
My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. Okay?
If you want to just stand there and kind of fawn over me from the other side of the door, that's okay.
Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. Why does his dressing room have a doorbell?
You know what? It's probably large is what I'm guessing.
He doesn't stop there, Raven. Do not wait in the hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I mean, what? Just like, what?
You can't be outside my door when I walk out my door. I'm in go mode when I walk out the door.
I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway. Do not attempt to walk with me. This is an actual email that Steve Harvey sent to all the people that work for him. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Thank you all, Steve Harvey.
Wow. Yep. You know what? Hey, I'll just come back to the thing that he works a lot during the day, right? There's a radio. Is there still a radio show? I think there is still a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely the talk show. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's, you know, the Family Feud or whatever, right? And then there's the kids show. And
I get all that. But there's a nice way to speak to people that work for you, and especially when you're putting in an email where you have time to reflect and think about it. You could just say, hey, listen, I got a lot on my plate. I need you to just back off a little bit so I can prepare before I perform.
Let's be real here for a minute, all right? Nobody's allowed in this studio when we're working, and when somebody enters this studio when we're working, no matter how nice they are, they typically get their head bit off, or at least they get the eyes.
But there's a nice way to say, hey, listen, we got a lot going on, which is funny, Raven, because I found an email that you sent to me right before we started this season.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It says, and this is the email that Raven wrote me, dear any other co-hosts of my show, which is funny because I'm the only one.
Actually, that jogs a memory.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. From now on, do not make direct eye contact with me at any time unless you have some sort of donut you would like to give to me.
Yeah, that's a Tom Cruise thing. Yeah. Don't look me in the face.
If you distract me from playing a 1997 version of Tetris on my laptop during the show, I will have security build a wall in between us so you cannot jeopardize my success on level 1254.
Hey, I'm going to make this studio great again. A wall is what we need. Makes for good neighbors.
If Mexico won't pay for the wall between us, I will banish you to the production studio where you would have to sit alone with all the weird animals in there, including mice.
Out of context, this sounds bad. Okay, but in context, this is right on.
You have a lot in common with Steve Harvey.
This is right on. Yep.